Log Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Our motto is we are co-workers in the kingdom of God. Much in
thinking,
our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first through the sixth verses. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the prophet's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the prophet's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. I just want to share with you on this sensational supernatural Sunday that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Take out your communion element.
Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may want to stay and proxy for someone that's ill. They may be in the hospital, maybe incarcerated. They may be so sick when they're dead that they can't do anything, but you can go before God for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can stay and proxy for them. Hallelujah. Ask God to heal. Ask God to deliver. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset your alarm. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. Praise and worship.
Yes.
Start the day off
Hallelujah.
With Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a difference it makes in your day. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Tuesday evening at 7. Hallelujah. Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. And Wednesday evening at 7. Hallelujah. Midweek Victory Service. And Sundays at 3. Hallelujah. It's our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Heard all over the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, to put the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and the vision, hallelujah, of this mission. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for the other ministries you see there. Hallelujah. Pray that those taxes will continue and forever. Hallelujah. Give out the word of God. The Lord said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. Hallelujah. We want souls saved. Hallelujah. Delivered. Stirred up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want you to remember, hallelujah, first Friday of the month. Hallelujah. We take our children before the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We call out our children's names. We want our children saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Make a list. Hallelujah. Their names, their peers' names, their teachers, everybody that's involved in their child's life. Hallelujah. We want to take it before the Lord. Hallelujah. We want the children saved. Hallelujah. We want prayer back into the school.
Yes.
It is not impossible. It's not impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for prayer being returned. Hallelujah. We thank God for Good News Youth Club in the schools across Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The second Friday of the month, we have our men's and women's fellowship.
Hallelujah.
From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and from 7:50 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. We have a wonderful time around the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Invite someone to listen with you. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Many times you'll get more than one perspective. Hallelujah. Of the same scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the women's fellowship, it's Elder Kiwi and Pastor Max and Lee and yours truly. And for the men's fellowship, you have the pastor and you have Pastor Theodis Lee and Minister Jerry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Breaking down the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the mighty, mighty people of God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't want you to forget the first Sunday of the month. It's Friends and Family Sunday. Make a list. Hallelujah. Of the names and you want to invite any phone numbers. When you have a spare time, call them up. Save the date. Tell them save the date. Send them an invite. Hallelujah. Through the internet. Hallelujah. Tell them you want them to be your guest the first Sunday of the month at your church. Hallelujah. Then the first and second Sunday of the month, we have the Pilot's House Challenge. And the pastor's call of yours truly. In the third Sunday of the month, we have a birthday corner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now time mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Blessing the birthdays of the month. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For gifts and cards. In the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That was the key to teaching the children about God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thanks of God, we need our children to know the God that they serve and the God of their mamas and daddies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when they grow up, they can teach their children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But how can they teach them if they don't know them?
Hallelujah.
Bring them out. Hallelujah. And on that fourth Sunday of the month, they are able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And they able to sing songs and quote scriptures. Hallelujah. And they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake.
Yeah, hallelujah.
That fourth Sunday of the month is when we had a guest speaker come in. Oh, and y'all for the month of February. Oh, my gosh. We can hardly wait. Hallelujah. It's been in anticipation. Our fourth Sunday speaker for February will be Evangelist. Hallelujah. Julie Wong. Y'all come out and hear this mighty woman of God break down the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to have a time, what a time, what a time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we're going to have a natural meal. Hallelujah, come out, hallelujah, and chill with the saints of God over free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah, after that spiritual meal, it was dinner, hallelujah, free of charge to you. Hallelujah, we thank God for our new building. It's beautiful, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank God for what he has done. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices. Hallelujah. We thank God for the done. Hallelujah. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Thank God for our shower stations for our homeward bound friends in Northeast, South, and West in Baltimore City. We thank God for adding on to the ministry through our homeward bound friends. Hallelujah. We thank God for all he's done and going to do. We thank God for all of you that has used our post office box, which is 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. All that use our Cash App, which is $TPH2023, and that has used the GoFundMe page. May God bless you. 30-some, 60-some, 100, even 1,000-fold in return and blessings unto you. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, I love.
I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family of the Lord. Bless you to God, be at your family, and bless on your children, and bless you of the Lord. May your good Lord protect and keep them, I can see. Protect them from the evil, the glory of the King. And I bless you with the blessings of the Lord, of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Bless you, 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 in the name of the Lord. He bless you in the name of the Lord. He loves you with the love of the Lord. Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All those that woke up this morning, say amen.
Amen.
All those that didn't wake up this morning, say amen. Just checking. Oh, praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I just need to ask y'all a couple questions.
Hallelujah.
What is TSD?
Keep me on that one.
TSD.
Hallelujah.
Well, I guess they heard. Hopefully you heard that in Radio Land. What she said. If it's not yours, don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't do it.
Amen.
TSD.
That's right.
You can teach that to a 2-year-old.
Amen.
You can teach that to a 1-year-old.
Amen.
If they can walk and they can talk, they can learn that at
right.
least.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
TSD. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Come on down. You're the next. Because anything on this podium except for my cell phone, you can take. All right. Bless the Lord.
The word of God says, encourage one another.
Oh, my goodness.
Each other up. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11.
Mm.
Just in case y'all didn't hear that in Radio Land. Hallelujah. We thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
And what's the pledge of allegiance to Almighty God?
Pledge of allegiance to Almighty God, who honors the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and is. Ooh. And his head. Oh,
hey.
It has a seat. It's a church.
Uh-huh. 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 All right,
Pastor
T.T. What you want?
Hallelujah.
You know, it's good to do this every now and then. You know, so that people can word of God. We love God. We have fun. Just leaning on Him. It's okay. Every night you lean on a building. You know, maybe you're walking, you got tired, you just stop and lean. Okay, that's okay. Maybe you're walking with somebody, you might lean on them for just a little bit. But I found out that the arm of flesh will fail you.
Amen.
I found out that buildings go up, they can also come down.
Yes.
But you lean on Jesus, correct that God. He never fails. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we say in scriptures often, hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. Where's that doubt?
So
somebody said it's in the Bible. You're warm. You're very warm. You're hot.
Psalm 28:10.
No, it isn't. Come on, somebody know that. Because a little birdie told me that somebody says that every morning in the morning praise and worship service.
I even wrote it down.
Mm-hmm. You mean that we're... Uh-huh. And where's that found? No, it isn't.
Proverbs 10:7.
You're in the neighborhood. The wrong chapter, but in the neighborhood. Yes, Lord have mercy. Good hallelujah. Oh, what is it? What is it? Okay, Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it, and it says, is safe. But I just say, are safe. I just do it, you know, in the English language that we're dealing with now. Are safe, hallelujah. But that's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we have two biblical foundation scriptures. One is in Jeremiah 18:1-6. Is that right?
Amen.
What's the other one?
Romans 12:2. Woo! God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on down. You're the next winner. And the price is right. The price is Jesus. And he paid it all. Take what you want.
Hallelujah.
Now there's some other folk in here. Is that right? Yes. Hallelujah. Now we want you to get on this.
Get on board.
Get on board. God wants to bless y'all.
Hallelujah.
You know that?
Hallelujah.
Paul in love with his word and knowing his word and the addresses. Not just it's in the Bible. Look, I've got to pick up a blessing. It's in New York. Go to New York. What's the address? Oh, I don't know the address.
Uh-oh.
But I know it's in New York. I know it's in the Bible somewhere. Who is that going to help?
Nobody.
See, when you know the addresses, you're not a flicker. What are you?
A flame.
Mm-hmm. You know, I need to know, what's the battle cry?
I'm strong in the Lord, and the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like one person had it with the attitude, the others were just quoting something. Now, when you go out to battle, you really put on attitude.
That's right. Because
you want to make the enemy afraid. So what's our battle cry?
I'm strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. For Jesus is Lord.
Well, that sounds good to me. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say something else right now. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, I was just going to throw this over the head. Am I aiming in the right direction?
Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Ooh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you know, there's something else we got to
do.
Because somebody told me, I think it was myself, that this, that this is the third Sunday. Is that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is. Yes. Is he in the house? Well, we're going to leave it open. I'm going to start playing this music, and somebody's going to come up and do the birthday corner.
And it's on here.
And everybody cousins here. Yeah, he's representing the house. But I'm not stressing anybody out because they didn't know this in advance. So it could be anybody.
Happy birthday!
it now. In the text on today, it says to examine yourself.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love this. When I was a little boy, okay, when my wife and I were little, okay, when we were younger,
yes.
At Dalzell Temple,
yes.
When they said, we're going to have Holy Communion,
mm-hmm.
It was real serious. It was serious.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
We may have a smile on our faces because we think about the complete work of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's serious business. And it said to examine yourself. And so we did that. And so we're going to do it for you out of Radio Land. We're going to do it for the folks here. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's book of life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Again, the text says to examine yourself. And we do that in light of the Word of God. Isaiah 53:5. He, that's talking about Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b. He washed our sins with his own blood. My. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14. Holy, Matthew 26:28, we have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. It's through his blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what the body and blood of the Lord has done for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we bless your name today, Lord. Lord, you are our everything. You are everything we need, oh God. And more. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Therefore, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're eating and drinking. Bless ourselves.
Yes,
thank you, God. Strength to ourselves. Healing to ourselves.
Thank you, God.
Life to ourselves. Before Kushari. Deuteronomy 30, Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life to you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. And that's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 138:2. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. Hallelujah. And when you're giving thanks, we thank you again, Lord. Keep focused. And declare, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. For she came. Dear Jehovah Rapha, oh God. You're the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people, Lord. You are our healer. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. Your word says, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18-19. Your word says in Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. We thank you, Lord, for healing us right now. Every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. And all of us, the ambulatory system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Yes, cancer's disappearing. Tumors falling off and disappearing and dissolving. New knees, new kidneys. New toes, new feet. Glory to God, hearts and lungs and spleens and livers and gallbladders.
Hallelujah.
And bladders. We thank you, Lord. Whatever shake it in my mother, we thank you, Lord, for joints being healed. We thank you, Lord, for arthritis disappearing.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappearing. We thank you, Lord. Glucose levels coming to normal. High blood pressure coming to normal, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being healed everywhere which we hope in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. Y'all can say that out loud if you want to. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing on today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
What else do you want to say? Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our home. But we'll both check Katie on Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, bring me into remembrance. that we may plead together and that we may be justified, and we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today.
Thank
we
you.
Remember you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our homes, our families, our lovers, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our profound mistakes, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covered. As we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every case against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every decade. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse, every spell, every hex, past or present, against our family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, on every curse, every spell, every hex. Fire. In Jesus' name. Go ahead. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Family curses have been broken right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
New ones that people tried to put on us, they've been broken right now. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
The God of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Hallelujah. That you already, thank you, Lord, for undoing and untying and severing, cutting and breaking every ungodly soul tie. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this blood right now.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We all ought to learn it and say this at home. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present our faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power in Jesus, now forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Pastor Pete. Father. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I feel God coming. Watch out now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, just for 1 minute. Oh, dear, for sure. Let's use your prayer language. Now, I don't know what you're saying. World War II was ended in 1945. 1945, there was a plan passed by the U.S. Congress. It passed through the Senate. Oh, let me back up. I think it passed through the House of Representatives on President Carter, March 13th, 1948. And then on March 31st, 1948, the Senate passed the same bill. They called it the Marshall Plan. Now, Marshall, his name was George, I think, C. Marshall. During the Franklin's presidency, he was General George C. Marshall. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest-ranking uniform officer. After Franklin died, and then the administration of Truman, Harry S. Truman, Harry made him the Secretary of State. And Marshall decided to promote a plan, and he sent it to the folk in the Congress to pass it. And what it did, it kind of put millions of dollars in the hands of folk in Europe to rebuild Europe, because Europe was devastated. Even money went to Germany, a former enemy, went to various other states, other countries, to rebuild Europe. And Europe is stronger today because of this. Shortly thereafter, there were several bills. There wasn't one big package like the Marshall Plan. But it went to the Pacific. It went to Japan and China, the Philippines, and those nations, Taiwan, those nations that were devastated by World War II. Taiwan is one of the closest allies of the U.S. now. Japan is now one of the closest allies of the U.S. now. South Korea is one of the closest allies of the U.S. now. Germany is one of the closest allies of the U.S. now. They turned enemies into friends. The title of today's message, now you're all ready for this. What is that one? Love your enemies. Simple as that. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Love your enemies.
Love your enemies.
Tell somebody else. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Love your enemies.
Love your enemies.
It's easy to love folk who love you back.
Amen.
It's easy to love somebody who's doing what you think they ought to be doing, you know. Hallelujah. But where the rubber meets the road is when you gotta love somebody. Hey. You're right.
Amen.
Now, in the book of Matthew, Jesus went up on a mountain, and he sat himself down, and he began to read. Give me that prescription.
Matthew 5:3-12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, go to the verse before that one. The peacemakers, go ahead.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Now, what was read so far sounds good, and we can deal with that. Isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, it's palatable because you get a whole bunch of reward. I mean, the peacemakers and all. Oh man, this is good stuff. Good stuff. Now read on.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Stop right there. Blessed means empowered to prosper. One of the meanings. There's some other meanings. Empowered to prosper. And when you come under attack from folk, they don't know how to treat you. And we call them our enemies. A lot of times that's what we call them. See, this is New Testament of teaching. Old Testament, don't kill them.
Amen.
Let the earth open up and swallow them.
Amen.
Kill everything that goes to the bathroom on the wall.
Amen.
That's Old Testament. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Amen.
A leg for a leg and an arm for an arm.
Uh-huh.
Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
Thank God he fulfilled Jesus fulfilled the law,
Amen.
The old law. Is that right?
Amen.
Glory to God. We got a new concept, a new testament now. We got a new agreement now. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, B.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
It ain't a new thing, y'all. It ain't a new thing to be doing right if people don't like you for doing right. It ain't, oh my goodness, I accepted Christ and all of a sudden all this stuff coming against me. They did that to the prophets, y'all. They did that to Elijah and Jeremiah. Isaiah, all of us. Some of them were very afraid to do it to Elijah. But y'all need to go to Korea for that. But that's good. It was that scripture talks about Elijah. And then the Lord said, for Moshekar and the Lord said, for the second king, the whole first chapter. Y'all got to read that. That's why I call Elijah, the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. See, Old Testament, they came after him.
Uh-huh.
I'm on a deep end now, but I'm going there anyway. And the king sent us up to go, and we're gonna offer to another god and ask that false god, am I going to get off this bed of affliction? And the troops went, and they didn't get far. And Elijah said, where are you going? Why are you going? See, God told them. God had the word of knowledge. Told them where they were going. And they were going to offer something to a false god. And Elijah said, look here. If you go back and tell the man, don't even worry about it. God had already revealed to me that he ain't getting off that sick bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys came back and went to the king and said, man, y'all couldn't have gone all the way over there and back. And he said, well, we met a man.
Uh-huh.
That told us, you ain't gonna get off this bed. So wait, what was his name? They don't know his name. Well, what did he look like? Describe what he was wearing. Evidently, not too many people wore that. They knew that was the prophet Elijah. So look here, I want you to get a captain and 50 men. Go there and bring that rascal back to me. The captain and his 50 men. Went to get him. And they yell, yeah, Elijah, come on down here. The king want to see him. Elijah said, God, if I be a man of God, let fire come down on these forces. The fire came from heaven,
yeah.
And it would destroy him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He heard about that. He sent another man. captain with princesses. And went over there to where Elijah was. Mm-hmm. Elijah was standing on a mound there, you know, mountain type area. And the captain said, come on down, the king want to see you. And Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let's probably come down and pursue them. And finally came down and got him. King heard that. Look, King heard that. And he sent another captain with his 50. Now, this captain with his 50, this third captain had some sense.
Yeah.
He went there and said, look here. Mr. Elijah said, please have mercy on us. He just doing what the king said, because he's stupid. But he just doing what he asked him to do. Can you just please come out? God said, okay, go on. You go in there. Yeah, they ain't going to bother you. You're going down there.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the king and told him that, no, you ain't coming off your sick bed. You're going to die. And of course, you know what happened. He died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why I told you that, I don't have the slightest idea. No, I didn't. Because that's
Old Testament.
That's what you did to your enemies.
Amen.
But we in the New Testament.
Thank God.
See, it's love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, read me another scripture.
Matthew 5:43-48.
Come on now.
Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye?
Mm-hmm.
Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Now, when we see the word perfect, it means, spiritually it means mature. It means, look here, you get some wisdom here. God. You see, you've got to reward if you love those that love you. You won't get a real good reward if you love folks that don't love you. Your so-called enemies, when they knock on your door, say, look here, take this $25,000. God is not letting me sleep. So you say, give this place. I hate your gut. I can't stand the ground. You walk over here. $25. $25,000. A cashier's check.
Praise God.
God is going to do that.
Thank you, Lord.
And he wouldn't do it if they sure that they're your enemy and you give them back what they give to you.
Amen.
You're not going to get no reward out of that. How do you think you're going to get a reward? I'm a child of the king, but I ain't going to pray for my enemies. I ain't praying for them. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not saved. It means that you're not mature.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go back in the oven because you ain't done yet. You're not mature. A mature Christian says, yes, it hurts, but Jesus can wipe away your tears. You get accused of something you didn't do. And you get fired from your job. Yes, it does. I didn't say it didn't hurt. But that same accuser, you see one day and he needs a hand. And you reach out and give him a hand.
Amen.
You will get a reward.
Amen.
You're going to get blessed, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shut up on it. Give me another scripture.
Luke 6:27-36. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the right cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And for reward, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father in heaven, as your Father also is merciful.
Now, let me just share something with you. Somebody may get confused about turning the other cheek. Now, how many times did it say turn the cheek?
One.
Now, they come to hit you again. You first of all, you wonder, what in the world is wrong with this? And see, this is an analogy. Because if somebody's going to try to beat you up on the street, you know, I suggest that you do what the Word of God says to do. What did the Word of God say to do? You said, what did he say to do? Submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he will flee.
Amen.
Flee means run and tell. You know that's the devil trying to mess with you. Resist him. Don't you help him out. You resist the devil, and he's going to flee. So don't get that messed up, y'all.
Amen.
You know, that was an analogy. He's trying to do stuff to you. They're talking about you on your jaw. You know what? You stand up for righteousness. When you know you're doing right, you don't even have to even open your mouth. I remember one time somebody said that this sister cursed somebody out. And everybody knew that was a lie. They didn't have to deny it or anything. Because that person never, it may not have ever said a curse word out their mouth all their life. And they were in their 50s or 60s at that time. Sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth.
Amen.
Till the end.
Right. That's right.
In fact, you keep your mouth shut, the Lord going to fight your battle for you.
Yes, he will every time.
I'm going to tell you something. People say, well, they did this to me, I'm going to do this. You got to go back to Proverbs. Proverbs talks about a lot of stuff. Good sense. It's one of the books of wisdom. It's a book of poetry, but it's a book of wisdom. And it's, look here. That's so cool. Look here. Yeah, somebody tried to dig a hole to put you in. So you're going to try to dig another hole to put in. But the Bible says that they're going to fall in that hole. But if you dig a hole for them to fall into, guess what? You're going to fall into that hole. If you try, I'm going to get him back. He rolled a rock. He tried to hit me with a rock. I'm going to roll a rock on him. Well, the Bible said that rock is going to make a U-turn and come out and get you.
Amen. Amen.
Love your enemies, y'all.
Thank you.
You're going to get blessed, y'all. You're going to get blessed, y'all.
Amen.
Thank you. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 25, verses 21 and 22. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
God got you. I don't care who's coming against you. God got you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God got no there. You and God are the majority, y'all.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care how big they are, how wide they are, or whatever, or who they know, or what they got with them. Hallelujah. God got you. Give me another scripture.
Job 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that locusts have eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you.
I want you to understand this.
Your enemies, those that hate you, may try to take stuff from you. They might try to take your reputation. They might try to take physical stuff from you, try to mess up your money. I want you to know, these stars that I will restore. God said this. That's a promise, y'all. Hallelujah. You don't have to look to the left or to the right. God said it. And if he said it, that's it. He meant it.
Yes.
Give me another scripture.
Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad. What favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
God is going to brush your socks off.
You.
Love your enemy. Don't worry about it. God got you. I'm going to give you favor.
Thank you, God.
Part of what will take
care of
you. Don't look with your natural eyes. Look with your spiritual eyes. And you're going to see an army of the Lord coming to bring you blessings. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your socks off. I'm going to bless you coming and going. The food of your body is blessed. The cattle in your store is blessed. And your field is blessed. Give me another one.
1 John 4:20. Hallelujah. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
Love your enemies, y'all.
Thank you, God.
You say you love God, love your enemies. Because if you don't, you done called. And you say you love God, but I didn't write that. You see my name on that anywhere?
No.
He said, now read that again, because somebody needs to hear this.
Oh, wow.
I can't hear anybody.
Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 4:20. Hallelujah.
Check it,
Mama. 4:20.
Hallelujah. Come on, Mama, check that.
Thank you, God.
What is it here?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Y'all need to say this. I love my enemy.
I love my enemy.
I love my enemy.
I love my enemy.
When you say that God is life blessing for you.
Thank you, God.
Go ahead.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
I did not call you a liar now. You know, in the old world, if you call somebody a liar, you may as well go and start drawing your gun.
Amen.
I didn't say that now. Don't come up here and hit me. And y'all, I've been in radio land. If you wanna see me because you think I called you a liar, I tell you, I'll meet you down at 1220 West Lexington Street.
Oh, man, you better stop.
Oh, man. That's an empty lot by block now, by the way. There used to be a house there. That's where Pastor Peachy used to live. It's an empty lot right there. All right, go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Luke 23:34. Hallelujah. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That is what you say, y'all. I want to be Christ-like. Well, what you say, read that again.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they did. And departed their raiment and cast lots.
Okay, yeah, I can read that, but that's all right. Yeah, they were some boys that did that were still in the present, part of his raiment, and cast lots to see who was going to get his clothes that he was wearing. But here's the key. The Bible says, y'all need to write this down, because this is backup. This is your backup. First Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15 say the exact same thing. You know what it says? Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You got to not just love your enemies, you got to pray for them that the disciples use you. Because you're saving their life, you got to pray for mercy.
Amen.
He said, touch not my anointed. Anointed means you're chosen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You're chosen by God to do something. You are anointed. You may not be a pastor of a church or an apostle or a prophet or a minister or elder, but you still were chosen by God.
Amen. Amen.
To do something in the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're a co-worker in the kingdom.
Amen. Thank you.
Put on shit here.
Hallelujah.
And you got to let folks know. Boy, they got to be careful.
Yes.
That's why, you know what, I'm respectful of pastors and preachers.
Yes.
And folk who are high and low or whatever, all in between. Because they belong to God. That's God's
talking. Right. That's right. Yeah.
And I keep my mouth off of them.
Amen.
You know, but what I do say, I speak of the word. Because I understand the Bible said, touch not
Amen. My
anointed
Amen.
And do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
Now, when God says something like that one time, you know he's serious. That's significant, right?
Amen.
But when he says it twice,
yes.
He's real, shown up,
Amen.
Serious.
Amen.
Love your enemies.
Amen.
I know that some folks have done some terrible things to you. But when you were young, there's some things that happened to you when you were young, and you really haven't gotten rid of it. You need to get rid of them. Let it go. So I forgive them. And if somehow it still hurts, you say, Lord, heal the hurt, Lord. I thank you for healing the hurt. I thank you for healing the hurt, Lord. But keep on keeping on. You look forward. Because God got your back. He said, please tell folks, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Boy, that'd be nice. A t-shirt. It reminded me that somebody had a t-shirt. It was written in Russian. And somebody asked me, say, what does that t-shirt say? Said, I'm a bomb technician. If you see me running, try to catch up. It has nothing to do with the message, and that just came through my mind, and I just wanted to tell y'all that. But it's important, you know, a t-shirt that says, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. That sounds like a good t-shirt.
Amen.
Put it, you know,
right.
Look, it might be good to put it in Greek. And somebody said, what's that? Oh, that's Greek. What does it mean? It says, touch not my anointing.
Amen.
And do my prophets no harm.
You,
and you wear it at the work one day, you know, if you can do that. And people say, what's that saying on your shirt? And you can tell them, touch not my anointing. And do my prophets
right.
no harm.
Right. Thank you.
Look, and you can put it underneath. Almighty God. Signed Almighty God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think Pope will start treating you a little differently. You understand what I'm saying? But I want y'all to love your enemies.
Amen. Thank you.
You're going to be blessed now and later.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
There used to be a candy bar said now and later. You can get blessed now. Yeah, that's a candy. It's sweet. And Jesus is sweet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 34:8.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. He's sweet, I know what that says.
Yeah,
thank you. It's important for y'all to love your enemy.
Yeah.
All those that love their enemy, say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, that sounds kind of weak, didn't it? It did sound kind of weak, yeah. Well, I, y'all keep quiet. I'm going to do this. Oh, if you love your enemies, I want you to hear it say, I love my enemy. I love my enemy! Okay. All right, now, Earl, stop yelling at people. Say, if you love your enemy, say amen. Amen! Okay, now, y'all, if you love your enemies, let me hear you say amen.
Amen!
That's the message for the day.
Hallelujah.
As sure as I'm talking now, it might not even take tomorrow Somebody want to come up and say, I want to be one of your enemies because I can't stand the ground you walk on. And you say, oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you need any food? Is everything all right? You need anything? You okay? I hate your guts. Would you like to go out to lunch? I'm going to teach you to lunch. I can't stand the ground you're on. Do you need new pair of shoes? You need to, what's that song? Need a new pair of shoes? The light bill due and all that other kind of stuff? Is the light bill due? You understand what I'm saying? Who comes to them that don't do good to you?
Amen.
And not only will you get blessings from God, but you know what? You're going to turn the enemy into a friend. Old Testament says, it's a prophet, I think. Keeping coals of fire on their head. And they're going to be ashamed the way they were talking about you, the way they treated you. Guess what? Don't let it move you,
amen,
your enemies, because they did that to Christ.
Amen.
They did spit on him, beat him, and they crucified him. And you know what he said? What's that last scripture?
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they did.
Because they're getting themselves in trouble. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your word today.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Able to split asunder the soul and the spirit, divide the bones from the marrow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. That your word is electrifying.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your word is life-giving.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for those who have heard and believe and are willing to receive. We praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Let's just say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hallelujah. And if there's any out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, but such Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you died and that you rose again. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for saving me. Hallelujah. We believe if you prayed that prayer, you have passed from death unto life. You are now saved. Hallelujah. And angels in heaven are rejoicing over you, because you have come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah. And if you desire a Bible, please call 410-444-5152. We will get a Bible to you so that you can read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please call us in the morning at 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Such a day off with Jesus. God bless you.
Yes, ever close for you. There through at the cross for you. There through at the cross.
Thank you.